One week ago, we celebrated Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, the Sunday when we light the pink candle during Advent. Spirit of Gaudete Sunday is one of joy because you're at least halfway through the season of Advent. The Lord is closer than he was at the beginning. In fact, this year was more like you're two-thirds of the way through Advent. But the Lord is closer than he was at the beginning, and that is the motive for our joy on Gaudete Sunday. There's joy today as well. After John the Baptist leaps in the womb of his mother, Elizabeth, St. Elizabeth interprets this moment by saying to the Blessed Virgin Mary, "At the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy." Of course, that scene in today's gospel is what we call the visitation, the visit that Mary made to her cousin Elizabeth immediately upon hearing the message of the angel Gabriel that she, the Blessed Mother, was to be the mother of the Messiah. When Gabriel made that announcement to her, he said, "Your kinswoman Elizabeth, who has never had children and is now at a rather advanced age, she is in her sixth month. Let that be a sign to you that my words are true, and that nothing will be impossible with God." And so Mary traveled about 100 miles from Nazareth, up by the Sea of Galilee, down to the hill country of Judea, near Jerusalem, where Zechariah and Elizabeth lived. That's the scene that we hear today. And the coming of Mary, who is already bearing the child Jesus in his earliest in utero life on earth, is the cause of joy to the unborn John the Baptist in the womb of his mother, Elizabeth. In life, the mission of John the Baptist will be to vouch for the identity of Jesus as the Lamb of God. John the Baptist became a popular, well-known preacher of repentance before Jesus began his public life. So John the Baptist pointed him out and said, "This is the Messiah," when the Lord's public life was beginning. "This is the Lamb of God." And so he began that mission even in the womb, leaping with joy, testifying to the fact that the Messiah has come. So that's an interesting distinction between last Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, and this Sunday, the joy we share with John the Baptist and his mother, Elizabeth. Because last Sunday, the joy was just that the Messiah was closer than he was at the beginning. In the gospel today, the joy is really that the Messiah is here. He is not yet born. This is a great gospel for Advent, but he is already here, being carried by his Blessed Mother. We cannot yet see him with our eyes, but he has already arrived. Well, I was thinking about this gospel in preparation for Sunday, and it struck me that this gospel could really be taken as a metaphor for the Christian life, because the situation then is precisely parallel to our situation now. We do not yet see the Lord face to face. That is the life of heaven, called the beatific vision. We are not yet in the presence of the Lord face to face. able to truly see him, to look on him as he is. But the faith tells us that he is already here, though he cannot be seen with human eyes. Anytime a Christian person is in the state of grace, the risen Lord is dwelling in that soul. Christ cannot be seen, but he is truly present within that baptized person who is living in his grace. Of course, here at Mass, the Lord is present in the tabernacle. We can see the sacred host with our human eyes, but we cannot see the Lord as he is. We cannot look on him face to face. In the Mass, he becomes present. The words of consecration, the faith tells us he's really with us, but we cannot see him as he is. We see him only under the veil of a sacrament. So that's why I say the situation in the gospel is parallel to our own. We are waiting for a greater joy of seeing the Lord face to face, but we already have the joy that the faith gives us of knowing that he's among us. And to experience and manifest that joy is a great sign to the world of the truth of our faith. One of the saints, I think it was one of the Saint Teresa's, once said something I really very much like. She said, "Joy is an infallible sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit." Now, you can, you know, be a bit giddy if you've had too many adult beverages to celebrate the season. That's not joy. The joy that St. Teresa is talking about cannot be faked. We know it when we see it. And if you experience that joy, that is an infallible sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit. A greater and greater, more and more important sign as the world in which we live becomes sadder and sadder. A grimmer and grimmer existence. The world has always been sad for the fallenness of our human condition. But maybe this is just because I've got so much gray hair now. But it seems to me it grows sadder and sadder by the year, by the week. So to experience that joy that the faith gives us, that the Lord is really here, though we do not yet see him with our eyes, that's a tremendous witness. So, you know, during Advent, and especially during this last week, I've heard a fair number of confessions. Some of the people coming for confession made their previous confession a week or so before. Fine. Beautiful. They want to come to confession for Christmas. Other people, it's been a month or two. Obviously, very diligent Christian people. Some confessions, it's been a year. Maybe the person missed a year. It's been two. Very, very good that they come to confession to get ready for Christmas. But the real gold is the people who come to confession after decades. Every Advent, every Lent, I hear some of those. And those are the very best. They bring joy to the heart of any priest. More important, they bring joy to the person who makes that confession. Sometimes they come face to face, and you know, of course they don't come in so joyful, but once they've said what they need to say, I've said what I need to say, they're beaming. Sometimes they're behind the screen, can't see their face, but it doesn't matter. I can hear it in their voice. The presence of the Lord, which has been rekindled in their souls when they have made that act of repentance, made a good confession, a long-delayed confession, come back to Him. They are filled with joy. That's the testimony to the truth of the faith that a priest is privileged to see in the confessional. And I don't know if any of you who was in that situation this Advent is in the congregation this morning. But if you are, after Christmas, when someone asks you, how was your Christmas? You must say, to tell you the truth, I had the best Christmas ever because I went to confession before Christmas for the first time in a long time, and I haven't had that much joy at Christmas since I was a little child. Now, of course, if that didn't happen to you, you must not say that. Despite the fact that this is an historically Irish parish, you must not make up stories just for their good effect. But you know, someone who could say that, it's the best Christmas of my life because the presence of Christ was restored in my soul. That would be worth more than the most imaginative, brilliant, well-produced campaign that any parish could launch. No program, no matter how well-conceived and flawlessly executed, would be as effective as that witness. And you know, that witness was in the gospel today too. John the Baptist, by a unique gift of God, leapt with joy that his Savior was near, and he was the herald of that joy to his mother Elizabeth. She knew how great was the joy because of his expression of the joy. As we offer the Eucharist today, we ask the Lord to give us that joy that he is already present, although we do not yet see him with human eyes. And of course, that's not going to change at Christmas. At Christmas, we celebrate the Lord's birth in history when some people did see him with human eyes. But for us, that Advent situation remains the same. Still, after Christmas as before, we don't see him with our human vision. We must know by faith that he is present. We ask the Lord that he might give us the joy that comes with that. Not yet the full and perfect joy of the glory of heaven, but the true joy of seeing with the eyes of faith that he is already here with us.